Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Are you blessed today? This
yes.
is day 200 in the prosperity, in the Pearson Prosperity School. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory. George Pearson's Prosperity School. It's been great,
and
George.
I've had some great teachers.
I'm telling you, I've enjoyed it. I'm more prosperous than I was when I got here.
Well, Gloria, we started in 2010. When you came, you called me on the telephone and you said, I have a brilliant idea. Brilliant. I remember
I
the word brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay.
I have a brilliant idea. You said, why don't we do some broadcasts together on prosperity and you bring your notes? Uh-huh. I said, yes, ma'am.
Prosperity.
And 200 broadcasts later, here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that awesome?
Here we are.
The Lord knows what He's doing.
He knows exactly what He's doing.
I want people to send us testimonies of what it's done.
We need testimonies of what...
George and I need encouragement. Send us testimonies. We need the encouragement to know.
Let us know.
This is a big deal. 200 days.
So before we actually get into the Word today... I had something made for you, and I thought what we'd do after this broadcast, we'll have a little party together.
Oh, good.
Celebrating our 200th broadcast.
Yes.
But I had something made that I thought what we would do is we would remove this fruit here. And waiter, would you please bring a truly rich cake made for us. I mean, this is...
George, this is great.
Isn't that a beautiful... And this is our wonderful...
Our Maitre D. Yes. And he's dressed up.
I know.
Where's
come
the
back in here.
Jacket?
Look how truly rich looks. Isn't this? Look
I've
at him.
I've never seen him dressed up.
Isn't that wonderful? Look
Where
at him.
Where is that orange Texas jacket? And look at this, George.
So.
That's great.
200.
I'll have to eat a piece of that.
Right. Well, after the broadcast, we're going to celebrate.
Okay. All right. 200 broadcasts.
I'm sitting here smelling this chocolate. It's just, and you know, I was thinking to myself, this is probably the one and only time that we will remove the fruit and put a chocolate cake in the middle of this table.
We'll do it while Ken is not here watching.
Oh, my.
He wouldn't eat chocolate cake.
Gloria, we are
but
talking.
But I'm going to make myself have some since you've got this trouble.
I will. Yes, ma'am. Yes, all right. Ma'am. And we have beautiful glass plates and gold silverware to eat it off of.
George,
this is truly rich.
This is prosperity.
This is prosperity.
Hallelujah.
You know, Gloria,
this cake is truly rich.
Yes.
I'm sure. How apropos that is.
We started on the broadcast 2 weeks ago talking about living a lifestyle, a truly rich lifestyle.
Yes.
And we started off with the scripture in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord. It makes truly rich. That's what the Amplified Bible says.
Yes,
it makes truly rich, and He adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. And I made a challenge when we first started the broadcast. I dared us to say, the blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich.
Yes, that's right.
You declare that. You say that. The blessing of the Lord makes me truly rich.
Truly.
And we found out, Gloria, that rich is not a dirty word. It is a Bible word. Through Jesus' poverty, we were made rich.
Yes.
Abraham said that no one has made Abraham rich except for God Himself.
Praise God.
But you know, the key to biblical wealth and walking in biblical wealth, and this just, I'm just kind of summarizing what we've talked about the last couple of weeks. Gloria, the key to the biblical wealth is how it's handled. How do you handle it? How do you handle your prosperity? How do you truly handle what God has given to you? And we found out that worldly wealth versus godly wealth. Worldly wealth is about self, and godly wealth is about serving God and others.
Yes, that's right.
And so we took up as our foundation scripture, 1 Timothy, and we've got that right there at the top.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Boy, the whiff of that. Wow, that's good.
That's truly rich.
Folks. That's truly rich.
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. This is the Apostle Paul. And he's having to speak to the rich that are in the church. Note that he didn't tell the rich that they had to leave.
No.
Nor did he tell them that they had to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
He was helping them.
Yes, he was.
And these things that he said here, you and I need to do the same thing.
Right.
Charge
God.
Them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded or arrogant, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute and willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life.
That's awesome.
So we have, through the course of these 2 weeks, we've talked about not being high-minded, we've talked about not trusting in riches, talked about being doing good with the money that we have, and being rich in good works. And so today, as we finish this up, Gloria, let's take a look at this last statement. It says, ready to distribute and willing to communicate.
Okay.
So let's take a look at what this says to us. Our notes here, which these notes are available to you, all of them on kcm.org. You can get them, download them, utilize them, pass them along, teach from them. These are for your use. We want to bless you with these.
Yes.
And Gloria, over 450,000 notes have been downloaded since we started.
George, glory to God.
The
word. Somebody's listening.
The word is out.
450,000.
The word is out. God is prospering His people. Are you ready to distribute? Are you ready to distribute? Paul knew that the rich had a tendency towards being tight-fisted with their money. He wouldn't have had to say this if it weren't true.
Mm-hmm. He said, be ready.
He said, be ready.
Are you ready?
Oh, that's good.
He said, be ready.
Be ready.
Be standing by.
Yeah.
To distribute.
Be ready to distribute. Absolutely. You know, we talked about this yesterday in Mark 12. Jesus watched how the people gave. And that woman that came, we call it the widow's mite, in verse 44 in the New Living it says, for they gave, the others were giving a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on.
Oh yeah, her sustenance, she was
Her sustenance. But you know, Gloria, it's interesting to look at the rich who
she
were
really
giving.
Gave.
She really gave. But look at the rich who were giving. It says they gave a tiny part of their surplus. So Paul knew. Mm-hmm. Paul knew that rich people had a tendency to withhold.
That's right.
It's interesting.
In comparison with
interesting to note, and I've done reading about this and study about this, about wealthy people and how much they give. And there are some that give very, very little. Like, for instance, there are people, they may give 1%.
1%.
1% to charity or something like that. We are people who need to be ready to distribute.
Ready
to distribute. That point two there, it says, he had to instruct the rich to be ready to distribute. And that means giving to God with their tithe. It begins with that. And you've heard us talk about that on the broadcast over these last 2 weeks. Boy, that's been a central theme of what you and I have been discussing is the importance of the tithe and not withholding the tithe. The tithe opens the windows of heaven. They had to be ready to give to the ministry with their offering and give to others in need. That's what it means to be ready to distribute. And here, that word, that phrase, ready to distribute in the Greek, it means liberal and free in their giving. The Message translation says, be extravagantly generous.
Glory. I'm married to him.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really are. Extravagantly generous. The Amplified Bible, be liberal and generous of heart. So that's what Paul was telling the rich. That's what we need to do as prosperous people. We need to
be ready to
distribute. And the word distribute is the Greek word koinoneo, which is very interesting. It means to share. It means to give some kind of contribution. And in the readings and the teachings that I've seen about this, Paul was telling them, he was saying to the rich, this is not an occasional act. This is something that you do on a regular, consistent, habitual contributing of finances. Gloria, Paul was having problems with the rich people. in the church. And he had to teach them these things.
Yes.
He had to teach them to be ready to give. And that's why it's important for all of us who are prospering and growing in our prosperity, we've got to keep these things in mind. We cannot forget God. The more we increase, and the more we increase, we cannot set our heart upon that. And I've watched you, and Kenneth, I have watched you through the years that, and again, I've been sharing with everybody, I've been with this ministry for 38 years.
38 years.
Gloria, when I was here, when I first came, we were out at Lake Arlington.
That was a long time ago.
And if you remember the building that we were in, it was the biggest building that you had to date. Mm-hmm. But the size of that building, you could fit that building into the sanctuary of the church here. And I remember coming into that the ministry, it was June the 1st of 1976. Mm. And I came in, and one of the first jobs that you gave me to do was to help them stuff these flyers that were going out, these mailings that were going out, because you were announcing that you're going on radio.
Oh, boy.
Take this uncompromised word of faith to every available voice. 1976. That's when it happened. And we had 12 people on staff.
12 whole people.
And I watched the ministry grow. I watched the finances increase. I watched the coverage of this ministry go worldwide from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around. I saw as our yearly income increased and increased and increased, and the influence of this ministry and the fact that we're one of the top five broadcasters, Christian broadcasters. I saw that and watched it through all the years. And it's amazing to me that you and Kenneth have grown in your love for people and your desire to give. You have not, even though the notoriety has been there, you have gone in the opposite direction of what the world would do. You've gone in the direction of love.
Right.
And the increase of the giving and the increase of the sowing.
Right.
And I guess I'm saying that now because I just, Kenneth and Gloria have been my mentors for all of these years. We watch you. All of our family watches you. We study you. Jeremy, Sarah, Cody, Aubrey,
praise
Kelly,
God.
All the kids, Max and Jenny and Rachel and Lindsay and the grandchildren and John's children, John, Courtney. I mean, I'm watching,
you know,
I'm
George,
watching all of them.
I counted up the other day. There's about 32 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Counting all the way, all the children, all the
great-grandchildren. Yeah.
And every one of them that, you know, some of them are too small to even think about it, but every one of them that is old enough to make the decision is serving God.
They are serving God.
Unreservedly serving God.
Yes.
They're holding
yes,
back.
Yes, absolutely.
God, which is a great blessing.
Some are still here. Some are, Jenny's
many
traveling
have their
the
own
world.
Ministry, yes.
Jeremy and Sarah have their own ministry, but I'll tell you something very interesting. Eileen, which is one of the two of Aubrey and Cody's little girls,
your grandchildren,
my grandchildren,
yeah.
Yours and Billy's great grandchildren.
Yeah. We're intermarried here with Billy and her family, and okay.
It's wonderful.
It is.
But what's been going on here? And I've been taking note of this. This is very interesting.
It's amazing.
When Kaylin, Aubrey's littlest one, was dedicated.
Cody's.
They were dedicated, and the day that they were dedicated here, Brother Copeland laid hands on Kaylin, but then he laid hands on Eileen and declared them the Healing Sisters.
I'd forgotten that.
The Healing Sisters. And so I've been working with that and working with them.
Good.
And just encouraging them. I mean, Kaylin's 3 and Eileen's 4 and they're just little kids, but you got to put that down on the inside of them. That has to grow on the inside of them. It goes from generation to generation.
That's right.
Now, here's the funny thing that's been going on. Eileen is now singing songs of the Lord.
Psalms.
She's singing songs.
Out of her spirit.
I have some recorded. And she was, I was with them the other day, and they were in the back seat of my car. I have to have a big enough car now where I can have car seats for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were back there, and all of a sudden, I'm driving along, and I heard Eileen singing. The Lord, 4 years old. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me, and Jesus died and hung on the cross. He hung on the cross so I can have victory.
Praise God.
4 years old.
Isn't that something?
4 years old. And then her little sister, Kaylin, is back there singing. trying to sing like her sister.
Isn't that something?
But all that to say, Gloria, is that
it's the blessing work.
We have followed in your footsteps of the Word of God. And you know what? Every one of us are ready to distribute. We are ready to give at the moment's notice. Everyone of us. There is not one holding back. There is not one. We're all looking for places to sow. We're all looking for places to give.
There's nobody in fear either. Mm-mm. Everybody's in faith, believing God.
No, everybody's in faith.
It's just a way of life around this family.
Well, you said it right. It's a way of life. It is the culture of the Copeland family.
It is.
To live this way.
What a blessing.
To live this way.
We do not have, out of all there are, and I looked at my birthday list, and I think there's about 32. Out of all of them, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, every one of them serve God. That is just
everyone.
An awesome thing.
Everyone.
A blessing. Praise God.
And that's
God.
What we do. We pass the things that I'm talking to you about, these scriptures right here, we pass them down mm-hmm. to our children.
That's
we
right.
talk to them
lived
about
it. Lived it in front of them.
Yes, we live it. And you know, when Christmas time comes around, I always bring not only the presents, but I always bring my Bible, my notebook,
that's right.
and my phone to record, because inevitably, whenever we get together, Brother Copeland has a word from the Lord. And we just all sit around him and hear the man of God,
praise God.
And the woman of God
preach. Quite a blessing.
And so we're ready, Gloria. This family is ready to distribute. We're ready to give. We're ready to be liberal and generous of heart and to give. And I like this, Genesis 12:2. It says in the Amplified, I will make of you a great nation to Abraham. I will mm-hmm. bless you with abundant increase of favors
praise God.
Make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others.
Wonderful words.
That's who we are. That's what it means to be truly rich, Gloria.
Amen.
That's what it means to be blessed, to be a blessing.
Amen.
No limit whatsoever. And then he said here, for them to be willing to communicate. Paul knew that the rich had a tendency to be snobby and standoffish to those of a lower status. The word communicate means koinonias. It means to be sociable and ready for fellowship.
Well, yeah.
So the rich in the church were having a hard time conducting themselves with the rest of the body. They were being standoffish. They were being snobby. And, you know, I've heard some horror stories about how some rich people are that are not believers, that are not spirit-filled, that are not loving and kind. They can be very harsh and hard. Well, Paul is telling them, basically, you guys need to straighten up. You need to be giving, tithing, sowing. You need to let go of that tight fist. And you need
bless
to be nice.
Bless
you need
people.
To be nice to people. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be ordering people around. And one of the scriptures that we used for that was in Luke 16, we talked about this a few days ago, the rich man and Lazarus. And that rich man was in hell and Lazarus was right next to Abraham. And the rich man was trying to order still Lazarus around.
Yeah.
He had nothing to do with the beggar while he lived on the earth. And he was going to have nothing to do with him while he was in hell. And the rich man spoke to the beggar through Abraham after they died. He was haughty in life and haughty in death. That I rich did. Man was. So we just can't do that.
No.
We have to walk
in love. That's,
we have to
that's
walk in
it.
Love.
That's the bottom line. If you don't have love, you flunked the course.
If you don't have love, you flunked the course.
That's right.
I usually repeat that so that the note takers around us can have it repeated so they can get it. If
Hallelujah.
You don't walk in love, you flunked the course.
That's right.
That's right.
That's exactly
That's right. 1 Peter 4:9, practice hospitality with one another, those of the household of faith. Be hospitable, be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and others who come your way who are of Christ's body. And in each instance, do it ungrudgingly, cordially, graciously, without complaining, but as representing Him.
Praise God.
That's what it means to be truly rich.
Praise
to see someone who not only is a giver, but truly a lover. Someone who just loves people. And you know, I see that in you and Kenneth. You have such compassion.
Praise God.
Gloria, you and Kenneth have such compassion for people. I have watched you two in situations before when someone has come up to you, whether it's we're eating dinner somewhere or in a meeting, and they come up and say, Brother and Sister Copeland, we're partners with you. Would you pray over us over this situation? And I mean, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes, we'll pray.
Your family has learned. And I'll finish up with this. All of that, Gloria, ends up with laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life.
How do you do that? By sowing.
Sowing and tithing and giving.
Giving and tithing.
Loving.
And sowing.
That's
love and you'll be loved.
Love and you will be loved. Gloria, that's what it means to be truly rich.
Praise God.
And as one of your disciples, I must say to you, because of you, I'm going to cry. Because of you.
Praise God.
I'm a truly rich man.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Because of Jesus, we're all rich.
Yes.
And we're fed, we're housed, we're clothed, we eat. Nobody's hungry, hallelujah. That's the blessing working. And your family can be just that way if you'll get them on, if you'll get on the Word and take them with you. And freedom is the other end of that story. Glory to God. George and I'll be right back.
Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.